another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. And hopefully this time
busted because it's ice, it's snow, all of that.
Hopefully this time, and I can hear you in the background there, Silk. How are you? Hopefully this time everything is go and we ain't got no staticky shit.
Yeah, you good now.
Yeah, we good now, man. And let's talk about this COVID shit, man. Let me get this let me edit some shit so we can let people know what we're talking about, man.
Okay, bye.
And my apologies if you out there and you were tuned in. But man, we had some real shitty difficulties. But
Nas is debuting his R&B album.
Yeah, that's the shittiest album ever, man. And what I was talking about initially, though, man, when I was just chopping it up by myself, is that people not realizing that these nursing homes, and I work at a nursing home, man, like we getting killed with the COVID. We really are. It is hitting nursing homes. When it gets in a nursing home, it's like 20, 30, 40 people. Like I've heard one nursing home had 60 patients. Oh, actually 70 patients out of 100 with COVID. And that's not even, yeah, that's not including the employees.
Wow. Look, yeah. Bro, I just told you, my other gig at a hospital, and they trying to put me on the COVID unit. Like, I ain't with it. You know what I mean? Like, ain't happening. Like, yo, I, like, granted, they wasn't even, like, telling people. Like, it was just talk amongst us. You know what I'm saying? They was just... Oh, now you got you can't leave your unit without this PPE. You got to wear this PPE the whole time while you on shift. Oh, well, I got to wear PPE and everybody else don't. Nigga, because you on a quarantine unit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, nah, bro. Like, I still got to come home and be a dad to my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like my full time, like, bro, I'm around thousands of people on the daily. Like, that's enough in itself.
Well, you know what, bro? And salute to all my coworkers. Man, like, I get a call last night, bro. And we get tested twice a week now because of, you know, how shit is going. I'm positive, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
No symptoms?
As of yet, no. I'm sitting in the, you know, we laying in the bed 10 o'clock last night, and my boss calls me and like, yeah, you know, your test came back positive. And they wanted me to work today.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know because, I really think like, because I think it's a lot of people that's against the vaccine. You know, if anybody has just done research on what it takes to make a proper effective vaccine, it's not happening this fast. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening this fast. It takes years. You know, I mean, so
either they lying one way or the other. And like, and the sad part about it, man, is like my cousin who really is my brother, man. He called me called me the other day, and he was like, man, you know, you got to take this vaccine. You know what you do. We need you. You know the type of year you didn't have. You know, and I'm like, dude. You know, like I'm. You know, I've got some hesitation. And my thing was exactly what you said. It's like, you know, this is not how I'm accustomed to science being rendered.
Right.
It's trial and error, which they've done, but it's also years of being able to monitor the effects.
Right.
In most cases, I get the the need for something now, because this shit is like when they called me yesterday, like I didn't ingest it as like I should have. I was asleep. I woke up this morning, man, and I'm not gonna lie, bro, like I'm a little scared.
I understand.
Like a lot of people are doing fine. They don't have no symptoms. And then one day, bam, they are critical.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
I didn't want to have that conversation with, you know, I haven't even told my oldest daughter yet because she's still at work. Well, she just now getting off at work because they a couple hours behind us. You know, telling my two youngest daughters, I have to tell them though. I didn't want to have that conversation with my kids, you know. I don't want to have that conversation with my old lady.
Well, bro, you was right. Your day has been worse than mine. So, my apologies. You won. So, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, my best friend, I just found out my best friend caught COVID. I was telling you about that.
Mm-hmm.
With my man and shit. But I'm sorry, man. Like, I can't say anything else but that. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible news. But hopefully it'll be asymptomatic. You know, it will be no symptoms, excuse me. And we keep it pushing.
Man, you know, like thus far, like I say, thus far is okay. But I would say at this point, most of my coworkers have gotten it.
Wow.
Yeah. It has ravaged our building, bro. And on the one hand, it is the scariest, creepiest shit. But on the other hand, it like builds a chemistry amongst your coworkers, like shit that I've never experienced in my all my years as a nurse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it doesn't matter what your job title is, don't matter what you look like, because we done had white folks get it, black folks get it, we done had the bosses get it, and we done had the lowest person on the totem pole get it.
Right.
Everybody's experience hasn't been the same. Some people have gotten, they get chills, they've got, you know, body aches, they really, really, really get hit hard. And some people, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, some people still going to work. And my thing was, let me take a few days off because I don't want to feel like, I don't want to, you know, take this shit for granted. I don't want to be like, oh, well, today I'm feeling okay. But then tomorrow, you know, I don't want to go to work and then be fucked up.
Right. Yeah. The new thing is people coming to work who actually have it and don't say nothing. Or people getting tested and, you know what I mean? And because whatever the circumstances may be, you can't afford to miss a day at work. You know what I'm saying? And when people scared they're going to lose their job. Like I've seen.
Exactly.
People scared they're going to lose their job. So yeah,
and the jobs are putting people in a fucked up position. They're forcing people to have to lie because a lot of people cannot afford to take 2 weeks off of work
at all.
You know, and I've already had to take 2 weeks off of work, and I didn't have it because I came in contact with somebody who did. So, being the honest person that I am, and not wanting to affect my patients, I told my employees, and I had to quarantine myself for 2 whole fucking weeks. Now I get the shit, and I can go to work the next day because we got a whole unit full of COVID patients.
Right.
You know, that is the, and some of these facilities, they talking about people getting hazard pay. Some of these facilities are not paying a nickel, not one dime to their employees.
Right.
They're still taking that money from the government, but they aren't paying them shit. And I know like some people are going to look at, you know, COVID-19, the vaccine. Are you taking it? That was the quickest title I could put on there while talking at the same time, because it's not just about the vaccine that we want to talk about. We want to talk about people that have gotten COVID, that have gotten over COVID, that are scared of the vaccine, that want to take the vaccine, whatever you want to do. And before I even get too far into it, I forgot. Let me put the Zoom link in the YouTube comments. And we are on YouTube. My skin is my sin. I don't know if that will actually, you know, they you can actually get to that. So the Zoom link, if you do want to join the conversation, you just hit that link. And I'm going to try to put that shit on the same thing for the Facebook fan page. I'm not sure who that one person is over there, but shout out to you. And whoever is on Twitter and Twitch, just come to YouTube, okay? Again, that's My Skin Is My Sin. And I want to know, do you know anybody that has gotten COVID? How did they handle it? What were their symptoms? You know, like I say, my coworker, he said his whole body was just aching for 2 days. You know, and they got the chills like so bad. And the scary part is that your temperature can just elevate obscenely. Like if your temperature goes above 102, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, you look up and your temperature is 103. Please go to the hospital. And then you got a lot of people scared to go to the hospital because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the hospital only wants to kill you. They only want to put you on ventilators. And I've worked in the hospital for a decade. And my experience is that that's the last thing they want to do. I understand our people hesitance with the hospitals and the medical profession, period. I understand. I'm just as hesitant as anybody else, and I'm in the medical profession, but I'm not going to lie to you. Like some shit I'm seeing being reported that I have just not witnessed myself, and I have worked at one of the best hospitals on the planet, let alone this country, and I did that for a decade. Our people being another thing is people say, well, everybody is being, you know, when you die, it's automatically COVID. Well, when you go to the ICU, you get a diagnosis for your reason of being there. Now, you may have 30 different conditions going on. You know, you may have a bad heart. You may have had a stroke. You may have diabetes, etc. But the reason that you went to the ICU was because you had COVID, and it had exacerbated to the point where you needed critical care, or had gotten so bad that the regular nursing floor couldn't handle that. If you pass away, that's what your cause of death is going to be. It's not necessarily that they always, you know, that they're looking to say you died of COVID. And I don't know. I'm not familiar with the financial incentives, if there are any, as far as the hospitals, you know, tagging people with COVID as they pass away. I don't know if there's a monetary incentive for them to do that.
Do you think everything that's being said is false, or do you believe it's truth to some of it?
If there's a financial incentive, there's some truth to it.
Okay.
But what I do know is that doctors can be very, unless it's a criminal case, they don't really, they're dismissive, generally speaking, of what your cause of death is. Because 99% of the time, 99.9% of the time, there's never going to be an autopsy. They'll never truly know what you died from. Like, and I used to work in a department that where I would literally hand the death certificate to the physicians and watch them put the cause of death on there.
Mm-hmm.
And most times they would ask their underling, like if you're in a teaching hospital, the main doctor is called the staff. Then there's a guy or a female called the fellow. And they're like right up under the staff. They have, you know, they're still a doctor. They're all doctors. Don't get me wrong. They've all graduated med schools, but there's different levels. The fellow is like next in line to be the staff. And then you have residents who are still, you know, working their craft. And then you have interns. You know, who are the bottom of the barrel. Well, a lot of times they'll hand the death certificate to the intern and say, you put the cause of death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's literally a guess.
Yeah.
In most cases, you know, okay, well, when you died, your blood pressure was 300 over 150. That was the cause of death. A hypertensive crisis.
Yeah.
It's a guess. So, you know, like if they're saying it's COVID, my guess is a lot of times it's just medical laziness, or it's because they got so much shit going on that you've passed away. And what people fail to realize is that when you are in an ICU, especially in this type of situation where you've got a lot of people dying, you got to deal with those deaths. And oftentimes it sounds fucked up, but dealing with that death is to a large extent, trying to ignore it. It's not like when a cop shoots somebody, like a cop kills one person, and that cop, they go out their way for that cop to make sure that they're okay, even when they're in the fucking wrong.
Absolutely.
They give them a shrink. They take them off the streets. They give them some time to relax. Well, a doctor, especially during a pandemic, may see 10 people die during his 12-hour shift. And nobody comes to them and says, do you need to talk? Do you need some help? They expect you to be able to handle that pain.
Right.
And you don't have the buffer of families now. These people are dying by themselves.
Right.
You know, oftentimes when there's not a pandemic and families are allowed in there, you've got the, you know, a whole family is in there and they're mourning. They're, you know, they're crying. But for that doctor or that nurse, that also plays a role as a buffer for them. And it sounds really fucked up. It does. But you have to be able to deal with people dying and continue with your shift. You know, so I wanted people to kind of get the view of COVID from the other side. Like we've had patients that passed away, man, and that news travels through the facility, man. And whether you knew that patient or not, it bothers you.
Absolutely. Like I worked in a nursing home before, bro. So like I understand, like, you know, you regardless of how deep of the relationship, like you get used to seeing people, you know what I mean? You build a rapport with them, you know, it becomes a part of your everyday routine.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. I understand.
You know, and I need some comments too. You know, like I do want to talk about like we touched on the taking the vaccine a little bit. Would you take it?
No.
I'd like to say no, bruh, but I don't know. Like at this point, you know, God willing, like, you know, like I don't know what tomorrow, literally, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I'm hoping I wake up tomorrow in the same condition that I am right now.
If you told me you were, I understand in your case. You know what I'm saying? I will understand you saying that to me. In my case, nah, bro. Like, me personally, I can't take it.
Why?
COVID isn't new. COVID-19 is new, but COVID as itself isn't new. This is something that, you know, this is all something that's already been in. You know what I mean? But for me, I have a healthy immune system, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm good. Like I take care of myself. I invest in myself. You know what I mean? You had surgery this year. You had major surgery this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In your case, I understand. In my case, nah, bro. Like I'm the type. I got seasonal allergies. I may get sick once a year. Like when in the midst of the seasons changing, I may catch a cold once a year. I've never had the flu. I've never had pneumonia. I've never had any type of major illness in my life. I don't need it.
And I'm looking at I Am Energy. They said their son caught autism from a vaccine.
Absolutely. Like if you look at the history of vaccines recently and the effects that it has, the percentage. If you look at the percentage difference that affects Black people, it's substantial.
And see, now that's something I do want to touch on is because Black folks, first off, most medications are not made with Black people or women in mind. They are generally made for white men. But when they do want to involve Black folks in the testing and phase of a particular medication, and let's say this vaccine, we don't want to be involved. Well, if we aren't involved in that phase, then we aren't going to know how it affects us.
Yo, you know what happened?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You know what happened to the last group of niggas that trusted white people?
Bruh, Like, let's be honest. We trust white people every day when we roll across the bridge.
Do you know what happened to the last group of niggas? Like, you sound like one of the niggas who was like, I mean, what can they do? What harm can they do? And then we over this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's a like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's what I'm saying.
It kind of is, bro. But like, I ain't doing it, and my kid's not taking it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want my grandchildren taking it. I'll be completely honest about that, because I do feel that as far as, you know, like, they're young enough to be able to withstand it, to be okay. I think my kids would be okay. I have two daughters that are pregnant, though, so they can't take it.
Right.
And I would not want them to take it, because we don't know how that would affect their unborn child. And Pretty Ugly says this country never gives us anything first and free. I agree. Right. I don't know if this would be considered giving it to us first in the testing phases. Now it seems suspicious that, oh well, let's give it to black folks first.
Bro, yeah, I get you on that one. Melinda Gates saying black people deserve to get it first. Now, I know we in the era of you can dock this shit online, but Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation like funded a lot of this shit as far as trying to vaccine like the world. Like, it's truth to that.
I don't know. I haven't done any research on that one.
I
don't know.
I have. Like, it's, that shit ain't right. And I mean, and the minister's begging people not to take it. You know what I'm saying? So, which, you know, like
I don't agree with him doing that, bro. I really don't.
Why not though?
Like, because you're 80 years old, you're at a completely different stage in life than somebody else. I'm not going to say don't take it, but I'm not going to advocate for other people to take it either. Like, that's an individual call between you and your doctor. Like, I went to my doctor the other day, the follow-up from my heart surgery. And we got to talking about the vaccine. And he was like, look, bro, you know, when it comes out, you know, and he's an Indian guy. He was just like, when it comes out, you know, I want you to take this shit. And I'm like, dude, like, I'm going to keep it a stack with you. And I brought up Tuskegee, you know, I brought up all the shit that we bring up when we talking about why we don't trust the medical profession. And he was like, I understand that. I get it. But I personally have done my research on the shit. And he was like, I'm privy to shit that you're not privy to.
Mm-hmm.
And from his standpoint, he was like, this is a good look. Like, I'm paraphrasing, you know, he's an Indian guy, but he's a really cool dude.
Heavy Indian accent, or was it mild? Is he like Americanized?
Mild Americanized. Right. Kind of like
he said it kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it kind of cool. Like I'll give you an example. Like, after I had my surgery, my surgeon, I haven't seen my surgeon at all since the surgery, you know, since before the surgery when he did my consent. But my heart doc, you know, my heart doctor, he drew up, literally sat down and drew my heart and everything that they did, explained it. Like he's, me and him, have, you know, like, he's built up that trust.
Yeah.
Well, he sits down and he really actually goes over shit with me. I happen to be a patient at the best heart hospital on the planet, the Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah.
Which, you know, shout out to them, because they did some shit to me that other hospitals would not even attempt. But we had a long discussion about the vaccine, bro. And I left out feeling like I would not take the vaccine. I thought about it when I got the call. Well, not even last night, but damn, what happened, bro? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. But this morning when I woke up, I thought about it some more, you know, after, okay, wow, you know, now I'm positive. What do I do?
Right.
You know, is it unfair of me to, like, I didn't have the opportunity to take the vaccine, but it got me to thinking, like, if I didn't take the vaccine, is that unfair to my kids? You know, is it better for me to take it as opposed to my kids taking it? Like, I'd rather be a guinea pig for my family.
I'd rather just not be a guinea pig. I'd rather just die from natural causes. And, like, I don't even, like, I'm not considering it. I'm not going to consider it. Like, for me, I like, just the history, off the history alone, bro. I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, this is when, like, you got to think about this, right? Mm. Instead of the COVID-19 vaccine being an option, what if you stop eating salt? You know what I'm saying? And these other attributes that will make you more susceptible, susceptible to it.
Mm.
You could rid yourself of that. Once you change your diet, you know what I'm saying? Once you stop eating pork, you know what I mean? Like stuff. It's other stuff that we could do to adjust our body to what's going on, to where we don't need anything.
I mean, well, you know what? That's a valid point. And I got into it, and shout out to Pretty Ugly. That you are right. Hit the like button. I got into it with I won't say got into it, but we had a discussion. One of my friends on Facebook. And, you know, this is a guy, you know, we both from Detroit, you know, we've been corresponding, we've been friends for a few years, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't have a rapport for a long time. And he was saying that, and this wasn't even with the vaccine, was saying that he went to the store and he refuses to wear a mask.
The mask niggas is wild. Like, I can't.
But how can you say that they wild and, like, how you differentiating between this and a vaccine?
Because a mask is, like, simple. That's real simple, bro. Like, I could put a mask on and take it off. A vaccine that you don't know what's in it. Like, come on.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure, like, yo, I seen pictures. Like I said, this is the internet era. I don't know how true it is. Mm-hmm. I seen pictures and complaints of face paralysis from the vaccine, and some people. I just don't trust the government, man.
I can't trust the government to an extent either. But this is not just it's not like the FDC developed this vaccine. Now, you know, like these corporations. Now, the problem I'm having, I will say, with the government is in this new stimulus package, they are trying to basically put immunity, for lack of a better term,
on corporations. Right.
Now, when you do that, what you are doing is that's setting a horrible precedent and allowing corporations to literally just experiment at will.
Bro, when the last time the government did something good for black people with black people in mind?
Yeah, but this one is not just about black people.
Yeah, okay. It's always about black people.
It is not just about black people, which is like black. They want black. They don't want black people to have this, because you think about it, like we're the ones getting this the most right now, right?
And they want to die from the COVID. And they want to get, you know,
no, they don't, bro. No. Listen. They don't want to kill black people. They want black people to stay at the bottom.
You know? And kill them.
Don't make any money about killing us, bro. They make money by using us as cheap ass labor.
Nigga, they used to barbecue niggas. What are you talking about?
They barbecue. Yeah, they did used to barbecue some niggas. But most of the niggas they kept as slaves for the labor. God. They didn't feed them niggas because they liked them. They gave them those scraps so that they can maintain an existence and get their ass up the next day and go work for free. Like, they don't want to kill us. They want to keep our conditions in the lowest socioeconomic possible way.
It's all the above. They want all that shit.
I don't think they have a problem with killing us in certain scenarios, but they don't want to kill us all, bro. But with this, I'll give you an example. Like, we're getting killed right now. We're dying most because of this COVID, because of the jobs that we have. We still on the front lines. Most of the jobs are working at stores or cleaning up somewhere. you know, or garbage men, you know, some things that they don't want to do. Okay, but if we still have this disease, we can still pass it to them just by walking by. So inherently, and I will agree with you, pretty ugly, Grandmaster Jay for president, totally unrelated. But inherently, they do want, they don't want a bunch of COVID carrying niggas walking around. And to an extent, it would be difficult for them to specifically just give us the vaccine. White folks gonna want it too, bro.
Well, let them go first. They don't wanna die. Well, let them go first then.
But then, you know what? If they go first, you know what we're going to say? Either they got a different vaccine. We don't trust
that. They probably
do.
Or
white folks only getting it first because they white folks.
And that's true, too.
So, I mean, like you can't have it every way. Like if you want them to go first and then you're going to complain about them going first, what sense does that make?
I'm not complaining because I ain't taking it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. They probably, if I was standing in line, the white guy was standing in line, the white guy probably get picked first.
Is there anybody out there that is willing to, that is a proponent of taking the vaccine? That's what I need to know.
Yo, but that should probably sterilize you and some other shit. Like, if what they putting in vaccines and kids is making kids autistic, just imagine what that shit can do to you as an adult.
I mean, but every medication that you take, it's somebody out there that took that medication and had some fucked up shit happen to them. Everything.
Right, and it won't be me it happened to.
You're gonna take some medication at some point, bro.
Bro, I don't take medication.
You don't take it now because there's nothing wrong with you.
Right, and I'm gonna keep it that way.
Your pops works out a lot, right? Your pops is an excellent condition for his age, right?
Absolutely.
He don't take no money. He got nothing wrong with him? No health issues?
No.
Y'all niggas is fucking.
We team Melvin.
Apparently, most of us are going to have some health issues along the way, bro. And that's despite working out, despite having a good diet, most of us are. You know, it's only so much genetically you can escape.
Yo, you can change your body. Your body replaces itself. You gain new organs, bro. You have to invest in your body.
I'm not disputing that, but what I'm saying is you cannot completely dismiss your DNA. Like, some shit you can't exercise your way out of. I'll give you an example. I seen a dude that was probably early 20s. This dude ran marathons. This dude did triathlon. I mean, he was a fucking specimen of a human being and had the worst fucking diabetes ever.
It wasn't
shit he could do about it. He was, like I said, he exercised to the optimal possibility.
That sounds like he was born with diabetes.
Again, you cannot escape certain things.
You talking about something you're born with.
And this particular guy was not born with it. It just occurred to him.
He drank Kool-Aid, didn't he?
I don't know if the man. I doubt if he drank Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I guarantee he drank Kool-Aid.
I'm pretty sure he didn't, bro. Like, when I say, like, this was like, he was like one of those Navy SEAL types. Like, the dude, like, legitimately, and I'm not bullshitting. Like, the dude was just. It was a shitty luck. Like, this dude's blood sugar would just bottom out for absolutely no reason. Like, that's to the point. It what I'm saying is that there are some people that like, I've heard of people running a marathon and drop dead. And I'm not talking about, you know, somebody's grandma that decided they was gonna run their first marathon. I'm talking about somebody that this was what they did for a living and they dropped dead. Like, they're basketball players who they don't find out till they get to the league that they had an enlarged heart. They've been playing all this time with a heart that was a little too big for them to be an actual professional athlete because it could kill them.
I ran track. I've been an athlete damn near my whole life. Like, I understand. I had a heart murmur. Like, a lot of times when I would go get physicals, like, certain doctors wouldn't clear me to run because of my heart murmur. You know what I'm saying? So where I've been told that I could drop dead on, you know, running.
Yeah, bro. That's all I'm saying. Is that like I get what you're saying? Yes, there is absolutely you are absolutely right, bro. Like our diet and our exercise could vastly improve. They really could, but so could our medicine. You know, but it's not gonna. A lot of us are just not gonna escape. Medicine, the longer you live,
medicine does not heal. Medicine only sustains. Like medicine doesn't heal you.
That's just you don't know what you're talking about, bro. I've literally seen medicine heal people. I have witnessed personally using medicine on a wound, and it healed up.
Your body will heal without medicine. If you put the right shit in your body will heal faster.
Bruh, there's certain things. If you get a bed sore, I don't give a fuck what you do, you know, and you can't. You have to be in a certain position.
Work. Medicine right. cure what that, medicine
that's,
cures.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, medicine cures like a sickness, but it's not going to heal your body. You know what I'm saying? Bro. I understand what you're saying though. Yes, medicine does work. Medicine cures shit.
Medicine has been around for thousands of years. The way we make medicine now is part of the problem. We have gotten away from the natural medicines that God placed on the earth to remedy certain shit. That is inherently a huge problem, more so than medicine itself. The way we make medicine, the way we use medicine, is not how
used. Medicine that doctors was giving out all over the country that created an entire epidemic. You know what I'm saying? So yo, y'all like, just miss me with it, bro. Like they said they needed that shit too. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers standing on corners begging for money, yo, to get to the dope man. You know what I mean?
That is a misuse. You know, like heroin. Like at the end of the day, the opium plant has medicinal value used correctly.
Absolutely.
Coca leaf has medicinal value used correctly. Weed, same thing. Like all of those things have been misused. You know, like now, like this fentanyl shit. When I got out of surgery, bro, they had me on a fentanyl pump, a pain pump. And I think I told you about this shit.
They gave you fentanyl?
They gave me fentanyl, bro. And this shit had me fucking like I remember looking out my window and my nurse was standing right there. And I saw like just 1,000 fucking bugs. And I'm like, dude, am I tripping or are there thousands of bugs outside the window? And he was like, man, you tripping, bro. And I was tripping so bad to the point where I told them that I was allergic to this shit so that I would never get fentanyl again.
Yo, you ain't telling me you had some fentanyl, yo. I didn't go to Cleveland. you making me question our friendship right now, man. Like I'm a little disappointed.
Well,
you ain't telling me that part.
That shit cost me potentially another conversation with my mama.
Yeah,
you know, because I was on that shit. I was off of that shit for a few days. You know, and I know people are like, just tuning in, shout out to you. This got nothing to do with COVID. Well, you know, it's medicine and how things affect us. And I would not like that fentanyl shit, bro. I would not recommend that to anybody. And for those couple of people that just tuned in, let me know if you are a proponent of people taking the vaccination for COVID. Because thus far, I think that everybody is to a large extent united in not wanting to take it. And let me know if you have been diagnosed, you know, you with COVID, or you know somebody that has. You know, I want to know what their experience was, how it affected them.
It's going to be 10 years from now. It's going to be one of them commercials on TV.
I would not doubt it.
Asking if you ever took the COVID vaccine because you got it and grew an extra titty, or your head fell out, or something. Yo, watch when I mark my words, bro. I ain't fucking with that shit, man.
Although, I mean, as silly as you are, bro, I would not doubt it. I mean, and that is why they're going so hard. That's why they have not signed that stimulus package, is because there are certain people that don't want to see that shit go into law. And I think that is a complete, just total miscarriage of justice if they allow that shit to be enacted. And it's just basically saying, fuck the society at large.
Yeah, pretty much. And if anybody can't see that, man, like, this the time now where it's just best to, like take your health dead ass serious, because, like, it ain't no turning back. Like, at this point, like, if it's not the food that's going to kill you, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be something else. Like, I just think this is another step.
But we got to develop something for this shit. Like I'm not. There's nothing wrong with the fact that they've come up with vaccines for this shit. It is a necessary evil, bro. We cannot go on at this rate, because it's only going to get worse. Because
I don't think there's such thing as a necessary evil. Like, evil is just evil, bro. Like, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like, I just stay away from that.
It depends for me. I'd rather go ahead, you know, and I've been thinking about it, you know, I'd rather take it as opposed to my kids taking it.
I understand you saying that, and your position. I understand where you're coming from. I ain't taking that shit, and my kids ain't taking that shit.
Like, I mean, my daughters are grown. Like, when they typically, you know, especially, you know, when it's a medical shit, like, they'll call me. You know, or my ex, or they may even want to ask my wife, you know, because we all in the medical field. So they have resources they can go to, and they got family members that's nurses also. Like, I think they got a cousin. So they got resources, you know, that they kind of lean to and ask about shit. You know, mm-hmm. Again, like, my advice for my daughters, no, don't take this shit. I can't remember the name of the shit that they was given to girls back in the day. Well, I won't say back in the day, but about 15, 20 years ago, that it was supposed to prevent them from getting cervical cancer. I can't remember the name of it, but
HPV.
I don't know what it was. I was completely.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it's the HPV shit.
And my ex did that shit anyway.
I went through that. I went through that same thing happened to me.
I did not, I was, you know, and there was nothing I could do about it. It was already done.
Right.
You know, but I had already made my feelings on the shit known. And, like, I'm, you know, I'm still tight about that to this day.
Yeah.
If there had been a way where I could have somehow, and I know it wasn't for me. Wait a minute, hold on. They made a cure for COVID, right? But still can't cure AIDS or cancer. Cancer is not going to affect everybody, and so they don't care. You know,
there's no business in healthy people. You know what I'm saying? There's no profit in healthy people.
I mean, from a business standpoint, you want both. You need some healthy people, but you also want some sick motherfuckers too. And if you can drag out a sickness, they will. There's a lot of sicknesses that they drag out. Cancer is probably at the top of that list. Because I think they definitely could cure cancer.
Absolutely.
And may already actually have a cure.
But see, that's the fucked up part, like, about, like, especially here in America. Like, why? I don't know, bro. Like, that's like capitalism, like, fucks all of that up. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have money and get A1 healthcare, you know what I mean? But, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And you could be a regular Joe, and when your shit run out, like, it's just like, all right, well, bro, I'm, you know, nice knowing you, nigga.
I mean, you know what it is? Everybody is socialism, you know, for universal healthcare until it's your ass in the sling.
Right. Yeah, facts.
You know, and there's a lot of people out there that there are lawyers or doctors or have positions that you would typically think are going to be able to pay for the best healthcare that end up going bankrupt because of whatever problem they have. And shout out Ghost. There's a link at the top of the chat if you do want to get in on the conversation, go ahead and hit that link. And I don't know, I guess we'd be on for about another 15, 30 minutes, something like that. Cause we did, you know, we had some fucking up going on. And you know what? We need some moderators too. If you want to be a moderator, cause we need to get our numbers up, man.
Yo, we're having a calm dub, yo.
Well, we were suspended for like 3 months, man.
Oh, she probably... that's right.
You know, Yeah, but if you want to be a moderator, we definitely need some people out there, because I'm not that good with typing. Like I'll see the comment and talk about it, but the whole typing shit, I'm not good at it. But anyway, let us know. So Ghost, if you want to get in on the conversation, bro, just hit that link up at the top, and let me just make sure I'm paying attention to that. All right, yeah. That's why I don't like using the Zoom shit, man, because it doesn't really give me a notification. And then a number is like, if you want to give out the numbers, like 74 numbers long. Shit's ridiculous. But Verbena Williams, I'm hoping I'm saying that right. It is about the money. It is extremely about the money. And it's sad. Like,
but that's what's fucked up, yo. Like, why should someone have the ability to fuck over somebody else for the sake of a dollar? You know what I mean?
It's been that way since mankind was mankind.
But like, that's what I'm saying, though.
Like, on this country.
Like, for instance, right? Like my grandmother's not in the greatest of health. You know what I mean? But, like, she, like, trusts her doctor. Mm. But, like, for all her ailments, had she went, like, natural, she could have been got, you know what I mean? She could have been cured herself of her ailments. But she
got you don't so know bad. That, bro.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't, bro. You guess
what was wrong, because I know, because I know what's wrong with her. You know,
bro,
what I'm saying?
If you was able to cure everything that was wrong with her, you'd be the richest man on the planet.
You missing what I'm saying, man. It's about investing. It's about putting the right foods in your body. You supplement your body by what you put in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how, like, yo, I told you, I know the world's oldest bodybuilder. Yo, Miss Ernestine eats, like, that's how she sustains herself, bro.
Bro, you cannot take one person and extrapolate that to the rest of society like that's going to work for everybody. It doesn't. It is not just, like, I keep telling you, it...
You caping for niggas who still drink Kool-Aid, bro. Like, that's why you're saying it. Like
how many times, you got to stop, bro. You got to stop saying the same shit over and over.
I'm saying, though, like, because, like, you still try to find a way to cape, like,
no, I'm telling you from a scientific fact that not everybody responds the same to everything, bro.
That's very true.
That's all I'm saying.
But some people won't even take enough time to invest in themselves to find out. That's the issue.
I mean, but you know, like, you punish everybody because they're not you.
No.
And we don't all have the discipline that you have. And your discipline doesn't always extend to your diet either, bro. Because your diet could be a hell of a lot better than it is. And I know you, nigga.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Bro, you know, I eat once a day, bro. What's that got
to do with anything?
Everything. I fast every day.
What does that have to do with anything? That doesn't mean... And fasting is not always a good thing, bro.
Bro, like... I don't.
You're actually supposed to eat a lot of little meals. That's more healthy.
I fast, bro. Do I look healthy? Do I look healthy? I look healthy, nigga. I am healthy.
Fasting is not something that anyone would recommend that you do on a consistent basis to maintain health, bro. It works for you, and maybe a couple other people out there. Not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure there's a handful of people that it absolutely works for, but generally speaking, that's not optimal. Your body needs a certain amount of nutrients and vitamins per day.
I supplement my nutrients and vitamins, and I eat one.
Right, those supplements, like that's not as good as the natural things that come from the earth.
Half these niggas is eating fried everything. And you eating GMO vegetables.
You're missing what I'm saying, bro. What I'm saying is, bro, is that you yourself could actually be doing a better job. You can't deny that.
Bro, I eat great.
Do I think that they're using?
I don't eat. I rarely eat fried food. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork.
Okay, bro. At some point, you have the perfect diet. Then is that what you're saying?
My diet is not perfect, but my diet is pretty fucking good. My diet's pretty fucking good.
That's my point. I'm not saying your diet is not pretty good. I'm saying that your diet could be better, bro. Your diet
could be better.
Both of ours could. I'm not sitting
up on my high horse. Don't pull me down in your muck of a diet.
Okay, right? You tell me what's wrong with my diet, bro. Outside of the Kool-Aid that you just can't.
Well, the first part is you wash your bullshit.
You smoking those blunts right there, bro? It's horrible for you. But go ahead.
But I'm gonna walk 12 miles tomorrow.
You always have an excuse for your fuck up.
I do. Bro. I'm gonna walk 12 miles tomorrow and I'm gonna work out.
What's that got to do with it?
Everything.
It's unhealthy. Now, my diet, and before we get into that, do I think they're using Dr. Sebi's research?
Absolutely. Whole Foods sued Dr. Sebi. And Whole Foods basically stole Dr. Sebi's shit, pretty much. But I feel bad because I bought some shit out of Whole Foods today. You know what I'm saying? But I never forget every time I go in there.
Okay, Mark. I'm trying to pay attention to what's going on here, bro. The link is at the top of the chat on the YouTube. It's right there. It's the only thing that I posted is that link. You hit that link and that should take you right to the Zoom. Or anybody else that actually wants to get in on the conversation.
So what you eat today?
I ate some Chinese food today.
Okay, that's terrible.
I'm sorry. Not Chinese food. Some Japanese food.
Lo mein noodles?
I ate some vegetable rice.
Okay.
Some chicken and some shrimp.
All right, that ain't bad. Yeah.
Like you think that I'm like my diet is so trash. It's not. We don't eat fried food. I don't eat that much red meat anymore. I cut back on that significantly. My heartburn was getting really bad with certain things like the chili. I love my wife's chili. It's phenomenal. But that sauce fucks with me now, you know. Yeah. So I've made like our diets were never all that bad. The only time my diet is bad is at work.
All right, so what you eat at work?
Well, I didn't go to work today. I can't go to work today.
All right, so you was just at work the other day. What you eat at work?
Well, my wife is, you know, I'd say 75% of the time my wife makes my lunch.
Don't try to blame your wife.
No.
You're trying to cop out and blame your wife. But
no, I'm not. No, what I'm no.
Move past that. So what did you eat?
No, no, you're not even listening. Though my wife typically makes me a really good lunch. She gives me some fruit. She gives me a sandwich, which is usually turkey and some bread. And okay. She gives me some water. So I'm not, you know, that's the healthy lunch that I eat. The bad lunch is when we get pizza.
She eat motherfucking jail lunch, nigga.
Well, hey, you know what? I'll take it because it saves us money and it's healthier.
Yeah, nah, facts. Nah, I'll pay you.
And Lady Rules, Ados 81, is that 81? B1. Shrimp is like eating a roach, though. Fuck it. I will eat the roach.
That motherfucker delicious with some garlic butter.
It is. I don't even like it. It is, you know, hey, that does not make me feel bad. If you don't like shrimp, That I understand. I'm not knocking you, but them some delicious ass roaches. You know, although I don't really have a roach comparison. yes, actually it is, bro. Like, how do you, does anybody else see this link up here at the top? Here, I am copying it and
yeah.
I'm not going to be able to text it though.
Shit, I'm gonna eat meat.
I posted that again. There you go.
I'm gonna eat some shrimp tomorrow and shit.
Hey, yeah, hey, you know what? But and since you on here, Lady Rule, are you going to take the vaccine or not? And let me ask y'all this: what if your job says you take this vaccine or we will fire you?
Lawsuit.
Actually, it's not. They've been doing that for years.
Man, hell no. Nah.
There are jobs right now, unless it's like in the health industry.
In the health industry, they can do that. Anywhere else, no.
They can do it in the health industry. They can do it anywhere. It's called a precedent, bro.
I don't know about that, bro. You may be right, but I think it's more to it than that.
And let me see. Let me see if I can tag him in this, because like if. All right, that's the best I can do, bro. So I actually tagged you in the link. You simply just hit that link and you should be able to get on with us. But again, like, we probably got about 15 minutes left, so you may want to hurry up, bro. And Lady Rule says no vaccine. So y'all didn't answer the question, though. If your job says you must take this vaccine or we are going to fire you, then what?
I'm about unemployment.
Okay, that's not going to last forever.
No, it's not. And I'll go get another job. What would you mean?
And I guarantee you, if they start doing that, it's gonna be pretty universal. Yes, it is, bro.
It was not.
In this particular case, yeah. Like, there are jobs now, man, as a nurse. Like, I had a job, I don't know, it's probably about 5 years ago, that one of my fucking shot records. I'm fucking 48 years old. These motherfuckers wanted shot records from, like, when I was five. I'm dead ass, bro. Like, I remember when I was 18? I think so. And I wanted to go to the Marines. Well, I was born with glaucoma. And that's not a condition that where you can't go in the Marines, but they wanted every piece of information on my glaucoma. And I had to go back 18 years. And I mean, it was probably like 1,000 pages at least of information on one eyeball.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, so there are jobs where they, you know, and given that this is a global pandemic, like, who knows the extent of which the government is going to allow the intrusion on us all. And how many of us are going to actually, when it comes down to it, are going to actually stick to our guns and say no? Because it's easy to say no now, because it hasn't happened, and we are okay in whatever comfortable area we're in now. You know, we're able to pay our bills, we're able to maintain our existence. When it gets down to, okay, I won't be able to put food on my table, or I take this vaccine, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to lose that moral high ground that they have currently. And I'm not knocking the moral high ground.
What if people, you say that, what if people believe that this is the mark of the beast for people who subscribe to that? Because you got a large portion of people who believe that.
I'm not knocking them.
Right.
But you're going to be tested.
So you saying you're going to take it, that, or you would take it.
Who, me?
Yeah. So I don't know if you're Christian or not. So that's what I'm saying. So like, it's a large percentage of people who look at that and was raised off the Bible and believe that this is the mark of the beast.
I mean, but how do you differentiate this between the measles vaccination, the MMR, the rubella, you know, like which vaccination is the actual mark of the beast? And that's dope, Lady Rule, that you retired, you know. So you are in a position where, yeah, you know, like, you don't have to make that call. Most of us would, if that was the scenario, would have to make a call one way or another. You know, and let me ask you this, Lady Rule. Like, if you have adult children, would you pay for them, their existence, because they don't want to take the vaccine? You know, And how long are you gonna do that? You gonna do that forever? You know, like it's a slippery slope, man, with this whole vaccination shit. It really is, man. And again, me personally, shit is always different when it happens to you. You know, like you could say a whole bunch of shit, and I've seen, you know, I have changed my mind on things as a result of shit happening to me, and I've seen a lot of other people change their mind as a result of shit happening to them. So I'm not about to pass judgment on anybody that is for or against taking the vaccination, because I can kind of understand both sides. I really can. Me personally, at this point, like I got it now. I'm just praying that I survive, that I'm okay. And I guess I really don't need to take a vaccination. I guess I moved to the back of the line, so to speak. But even still, like I said earlier, you know, like I would prefer, if need be, that I take it before anybody else in my family takes it. Because I want to know, you know, if it's going to kill somebody, I would prefer it kill me. Or if it's going to maim somebody, I would prefer that it's me as opposed to my old lady or one of my kids, you know. So.
So your wife got tested yet?
Yeah, she's good.
Okay.
But. It's just, man, like, and then, like, after I talked to my cousin the other day, immediately this shit happens to me. And it's like, yeah, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, like, and I've had so much shit happen to me this year that it's hard for me not to be like, woe is me, and,
but yo, you still here, though, yeah.
Exactly.
That you still in. So like that's the beauty of it. Like there's a lot of people who ain't made it. You know what I'm saying? Who was walking around completely healthy. You know what I'm saying? Or some people caught COVID and they just wiped them out.
Yeah, nigga, that did not make me feel better. Made me feel way worse, bro.
You're a survivor, yo. Like, what you that's basically what I'm getting to. Like, nigga, you're a survivor, yo. Like,
shit, I don't even want to get up and walk now, nigga. No, but you're absolutely right, bro. And I don't know, bro. Like, Mark, I'm not sure what to tell you. I don't know how to get it from the YouTube to here to text you, bro. So I'm not sure. But if you go into the YouTube conversation, I tagged you with the link. And shout out to my cousin, man. Shout out to my cousin Juan. Hey, when is your he's a dope ass rapper, I must admit. And he got some new shit dropping or pretty soon, I think. If it hasn't dropped already, if it has, I'm shitty with you, young fella, because you didn't send it to me. But he the one, you know, our water cooler intro that I used to do all the time. You don't remember that, man. You getting old. Well, anyway, he made that song, man. God damn. What was the name of the song? The dude, Bell Bib DeVoe. I cannot remember. Oh, my God. I can't remember the name of the song. But it's named after the guy in Bell Bib DeVoe, I believe. Anyway, if you're still there, cuz. Michael Bivens, that's the name of the joint. December the 24th, Christmas Eve. Shout out to you, cuz.
Hey, yo, I'm going to drop my rap album next year.
Bruh, it's trash.
Nah.
Yes,
I'm going to drop trash, a five-song EP.
It's going to be trash. It's going to be trash. You're going to retire, bruh, because I'm going to slander your shit repeatedly.
You're going to be like the third nigga at this. Real shit. like track number three gonna be just for you.
Oh my goodness, man. Hey man, come on, man. Don't forget, man. If you have not subscribed to the channel, please do so. And please like the channel. I mean, like, you know, the channel, whatever, the show. And we are back tomorrow with the water cooler from 7 p.m. to generally about 8-ish. And that is what me and Rome and AJ and Sean and Silk, and we really just talk about like everything. Absolutely, yeah, just every fucking thing. And shout out to the people that's in the chat today, man. That's pretty dope. I hope y'all had a decent day. And if not, man, hopefully we made it a little bit better. You know, that's all we can try. But yeah, I don't know what to tell you, Mark, bro. I tried. I really did.
We'll get it together, yo. We'll figure it out.
Well, he wanted me to text him the Zoom link, and I posted it in the chat room 3 times.
Oh man, I don't know that, yo. All right.
Well, go ahead, nigga. Knock yourself out. I'll give it a couple more minutes. It's not like I got work. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Oh, I'm off. And see, I got you on.
Well, if you was paying attention to the YouTube chat, bro. Nigga, and get some lotion, bro. Fucking healthy ass, looking like you beating bricks.
These go upside niggas' heads, bro. Chill out.
Well, put some lotion on after the fact and pause that, too. I'm just saying.
I ain't got to pause that, man. I'm a grown ass man, though. I'm a real nigga. I ain't going to do that shit.
Oh, stop it, man. And I wonder if I Am Energy, are you still here? How is your son? I'm sorry, I meant to ask you about that too. And shout out to Cynthia Phillips, pretty ugly, Mark. And I'm hoping I pronounced your name right, Verbania. Shout out to you. Shout out to Lady Rule. Again, we could use some moderators. Raise your hand if you want to be a moderator. That's the requirement. Because I suck at the whole typing on here shit. I just do. I do, however, try to, you know, keep up with the comments and keep up and talk to folks or whatever. But we're live streaming on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, and on YouTube simultaneously.
He on the link. He said he can't get on, so I don't know. You gotta let him on.
It's not even trying, bro. Like he literally just pushed the link. Like, I'm not sure how else to describe it. The first time I was right, Verbania. Or Verbania. Miss Williams. Although that's a dope name, though. Like, it just seems like something like you were named after somebody. Don't get me on my psychic shit. But I am psychic 3 days a week. Unfortunately, it was not yesterday, and I didn't see this COVID shit coming. You know, and I've been drinking water like a goddamn, like, I won't say like a fish, because they don't actually drink the water, but flower with the eye. I have no idea what that means.
Yo, let me leave and let Mark come up and then see if I can come back up.
Okay, that makes absolutely no sense. You like, we have like multiple people on all the time, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So like, you said it's not letting you. So won't you let me clear it up and then let him?
No, it's not letting him. You said that it's not letting him.
Yeah,
I don't even see.
You don't see him?
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that's about, bro. Like, I think that's a user error. We got, you know, little Teddy Riley in the building. Yo, and speaking of that, man, I know we didn't went way off topic, but we do that around here. I seen him on Instagram the other day, man, like a pro. He had motherfuckers like on his live with him, man. He was working shit sounded good, man. I cried a little, man. I did, man. I was proud of him, man. He's
fucking dope, bro.
He like, is, but he was like horrible. Genius. He was horrible on that Versus though, bro. You
on what verse? You said he was horrible.
No, not his music, but he just couldn't get the technology correct.
Oh yeah. I mean, he may not be tech savvy, but
it was embarrassing, I mean, man. He made us all like, and I'm talking shit because today I had a whole technical mess myself. But that wasn't because I'm old, man. That was because Skype was just bullshitting. And I'm gonna stop paying them their low $5 a month.
Is it really because he old though? Like Teddy Riley ain't that old, bro.
He looked old, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, I know
what rock star, man. Like, what you expect? Come on, man.
Is he a rock star? Yeah.
He was king of the New Jack era. What are you talking about?
No, Bobby Brown really was, man. Like, get that man. Bobby Brown may have had the greatest career in the history of music.
Jobs, are you really going to sit up here and say Bobby Brown?
Yes.
Was greater than Teddy Riley in the New Jack era.
And somehow, bro, yes, he was, man. Brother Greg is joining the conversation. Shout out to you, Brother Greg. If your shit ever loads up. But yes, man. Bobby Brown had like the best New Jack album out.
Bobby Brown was the New Jack era, man.
Bobby Brown was the New Jack era. Brother Greg, what's going on, bro?
Talk to this nigga, man.
Don't disrespect Bobby Brown.
Thank you, man. He's the GOAT, man. He is the GOAT.
I swear to God, man.
Can I get my watch off?
Back in the files.
But hold on. Let's get on topic, bro. Are you taking the COVID-19 vaccine?
Will I take the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes.
Is my face on here, like, visually or?
It is not. It's just for some reason, it's just a black streak on the screen.
All right. Let me turn this light on here, too. Actually, I want to do the most non-pro-black thing you probably could imagine right now. I'm not going to just jump out there and automatically say that I don't want to take it, but I'm not, like, just totally just, like, no nigga, I'm never going to take it. There's all these other things. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I want to see how the chips fall. Like, we have options right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I see everybody jumping out the window and then they're trying to make everybody feel how they feel. Like, nigga, you were taking it or not. Like, we have time, bro. Like,
what if it's like the plot of Black Dynamite? Like, yo, the vaccine dick shrink. Like, in the plot of Black Dynamite, they was putting the shit in the 40s. To make all the black dudes dick shrinks.
Yo, do you remember?
Yeah, you gotta take this shit seriously.
Yo, do you remember when niggas used? Do you remember when niggas used to shoot at us repeatedly, like nonstop? Like we used to beef like nonstop. We never thought we would make it to the Zoom room, right? You feel what I'm saying? Like, are we gonna play it for right now, or are we really gonna like? Like, we just have to see where this road takes us, dog. Like, and, like, one of the funniest things that I do right now, especially with my group, I just put the questions out there. I want to see how other people respond. Don't nobody know what my response is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to just automatically jump out there, like, I'm just totally against the vaccine. But I'm not going to say, like, jump out there, like, I'm totally with it as well. We just have to wait and see what it is.
Just and it's something. Are you like rubbing your phone with gloves?
No, I'm texting, nigga.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I just got the phone with your cousin too. For real, yo. Like, yeah. it's gonna be super duper lit. Like, yo.
Okay, y'all can have a cousin conversation, man. When we about to wrap it up, I need to know, man. Do you know anybody that is like one of the a pro take the vaccine person?
Pro? Yes. Do I know people that's going to take the vaccine or that's pro vaccine?
Same thing.
Because it's not the same thing. It's not. Because it's some people that's going to try to make you feel like you should take it. It is just some people that's just going to automatically go with it. You dig what I'm saying? Like, here's one of the things, and I'm not trying to overdrag the show or whatever, but the same way I tell you to have religious people in my family, I have some people that just go along and get along in my family. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So if they ask me, am I going to take the vaccine? You feel what I'm saying? They just already with it. They just already with it. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing.
Okay, my God, brother. I don't know what that noise is, but it is driving me crazy, which is a short trip. I'm already almost there. But it went away. Huh. Interesting. You know anybody that is COVID positive?
They all dead. The people that I did know that tested. They was older people, you feel what I'm saying? But it's like nobody that's in my circle. No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I understand that, you know. Yeah, man, it's tough, especially with the older generation, especially like in the nursing homes and everything that's passing away, because they got to pass away by themselves, man. And that's a fear of mine, man. I don't want to have to die alone. I just don't. You know, I want to be surrounded by love when I transition. And I hope and pray that, you know, anybody in the future that transitions, you know, that you are surrounded by the life that you led.
You know you're going to live to be 117, right?
I am not.
So like we're not going to have this sympathetic type of thing when I'm here. You see what I'm saying? Like, all this, I hope I do. Like, nigga, we living, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what...
Yeah, y'all celebrate.
Yeah, yo, we're not doing that.
The show with a big old mug of Kool-Aid.
Bruh, do you know how irritating that is that you keep bringing that up?
I don't.
It's like it's past the point of being funny, bruh. It's come on, man.
All right, I'm retired of Kool-Aid, yo. I'm
retired. Please, especially when I'm drinking fucking water, bruh. Like, give me a break.
See, there we. All right, hold on.
I don't know. They did make that mystery Kool-Aid that was clear, nigga.
They did, and that shit
was right.
They did.
Okay, I've never heard of that before, but I'm not drinking this clear.
Like, we from there. Yes, that's why we hate Kool-Aid.
All right, bro. Nah. I'm glad to see you drinking water, yo. Congratulations. Good job.
Good job. I'm trying, man. Hey, man, but we are about to wrap it up, bro. I got any shout-outs?
Shout out to the nigga on Xbox that just sold me for real. Like, we really was in the war. Anyway, no, I'm just joking. Shout out to
I'm sorry, AJ, but I don't know what that noise is you got over there. It's like you rubbing something. It's your coat. that hood. That's what it is, bro.
Okay.
You got an earpiece?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do.
That's exactly what it is.
Shout out to my,
y'all go ahead. Y'all do y'all.
Shout out
the shitty earpieces. Man. Booyaka. It ain't even that it's a shitty one. It's just that every time his hood moves around, you can it's like scraping up against it. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck is that noise? It's over here just driving me crazy.
This nigga over there eating chips. Like, the fuck?
I didn't hear the chips. That wasn't bothering me. But anyway, man, what shout outs you got, bro?
Man, you already know, man. Big shout out to everybody who tuned in, yo. Follow me on IG, @strivingforperfection_43. I follow back. Holla at us tomorrow. We got the water cooler popping, 7 p.m. same time. Me, Jobs, myself. I said myself and me. That's dope. Yeah, I'm twice as dope. Lady Silk, Sean Don, and big shout out 300 Gangsters. Shout out Keys Development. Once again, subscribe to the YouTube, share our shit, and holla at us tomorrow, man. We got another dope show for you. Peace.
Yo, and shout out to it's a nigga. Shout out to this corny ass nigga that took my interview with Grandmaster Jay and just totally wanted to talk shit about me. My older.
What did he say?
Oh my! This nigga did a whole video. I didn't even watch the shit, man.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh yes. Yo, you gotta send me that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yo, unmute me. Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah,
no, we're not gonna talk about that, bro. Not today, because I'm shouting this corny ass out because like it took everything in my new, you know, energy self to really not threaten that nigga and ask for his address and pull the fuck up. But I gotta get accustomed to people hating on me.
You have to.
Nigga took that shit to a whole nother level though, so I politely flagged his channel for stealing my shit. So fuck you, nigga. And shout out to Grandmaster Jay, man. Go donate to his GoFundMe. I don't care if you like the brother or not. That's a precedent that's being set that will have an effect on us all. Shout out to my old lady. Shout out to my daughters, my grandkids. Shout out to you for just being a dope ass individual that you are. And my family, you know, my family has definitely like my family supports the fuck out of whatever I'm doing, you know. So shout out to you. And shout out to anybody that found out that they was COVID positive and they are scared shitless. We'll get through this shit. It may not be the most pleasant, but we going to get through it. I do appreciate everybody that tuned in and everybody that will tune in. So shout the fuck out to you again. Don't forget to check out the websites, mrochelle.com for the finest in personal jewelry and liberationmindedmedia.com.
Already.
Shout out to Silk.
big games in the chat. Yeah, we out here.
Anyway. Hey, shout out Mark, man.
Shout out Mark. Shout out our manager, Mark.
Yeah, shout out manager Mark, man. Yo, salute, bro.
Yeah, man. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, man, on the water cooler.
That's a fact.
All right.
Shout out to me. Shout out to me, nigga. Facts.
You're just a black stripe on the screen, bro. We can't even see you.
Hey, yo. This nigga AJ is so fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah. We out, man.
That was me, nigga.